Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Afghanistan, where CBS News has learned the man behind the suicide bombing that killed 13 Americans at Kabul Airport in 2021 has been killed himself by a U.S. rival, the Taliban. Correspondent David Martin spoke with the father of Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, who died in that attack.
Does it matter to you whether or not it was the Taliban that apparently killed him or the United States?
I don't care who it was that killed him. It's one less terrorist that we have to worry about.
Does it feel like justice to you?
To me, it won't be justice ever.
Pro-Russia hackers have targeted the Pentagon, CBS's Cammy McCormick reports.
This hacking group called KillNet has reportedly targeted NATO sites and even U.S. healthcare organizations. Its latest attack was apparently aimed at the Pentagon's website, defense.gov, which is back up now.
The Supreme Court's Chief Justice John Roberts has turned down an invite to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee about ethics rules. CBS's Matt Piper.
In his letter, Roberts said in part, testimony before the committee by the Chief Justice of the United States is exceedingly rare. But Chairman Dick Durbin had asked Roberts or another justice to appear before the committee next week to answer questions about ethics rules and potential reforms amid revelations about Justice Clarence Thomas's close ties to a billionaire Republican donor.
Washington has just become the ninth state in the nation to approve a ban on the sale of AR-15 style assault rifles. Governor Jay Inslee, as he signed that bill into law.
It is a victory over irresponsible gun manufacturers that have been responsible for gun violence.
The law requires a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, gun safety training, and it allows the state attorney general and consumers to sue manufacturers or dealers when guns fall into the hands of minors. Parts of Yosemite National Park will close Friday, with an incoming heat wave expected to trigger rapid snowmelt and major flooding. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
It's the higher low temperatures that are particular concerns. You're not getting the extra freeze at night.
Temperatures in central portions of the state could climb into the mid-90s beginning today. The country's biggest beer maker confirms two marketing executives are on leave after a decision to hire trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney to push their product.
I got some Bud Lights for us.
The backlash immediate. Bud Light sales plunged more than 17%, but marketing experts say the decision still plays well with young people who support diversity and want companies to take a stand on controversial issues. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My24.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
And welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Wednesday, April 26th, our 100th show together in the morning. And thank you very much for your support, for the phone calls, for the online comments, for the unsolicited advice, and the solicited stuff as well. We appreciate it so much. Nice to have you along here. Coming up this hour, paid family leave is going to be our main topic with the state legislator, Alex Jors, who will be here at the bottom of the hour. We've been asking some questions today about how you improve the economy in Wisconsin, especially for families, for working families, for families who would like to do some more working, but they have certain challenges. And so we ask rhetorically from our standpoint, do you fix the labor shortage by making poor moms poorer, or do you find a way to make childcare more affordable so that they get back into the workforce? We will talk a bit more about that coming up with the representative later this hour. We will also have Todd Alba from the conveniently named Todd Alba Show talking about what he's got on his program, one that you hear on many of the stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. By the way, if your station does not get the Todd Alba Show and you'd like to find out what all the fuss is about, go to civicmedia.us. Under shows, you can learn more about Todd and the show or any of the other shows, and you can either listen through the website or subscribe as a podcast. We'd love to have you along. Tomorrow on the program, Senator Tammy Baldwin will join us live on the push to make Wisconsin one of the major tech research hubs as part of a national plan to ramp up semiconductor manufacturing in the country. So we would look forward to having you join us to talk with Senator Baldwin tomorrow. And again, if you want to comment on the stories we're bringing you today, 844-967-2789 or radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Thursday is also Hometown Health Day, which means that Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here, and she will be joined by Beth Heller, the Director of Strategic Partnerships for Wello, and they will talk about farm-to-school initiatives. Now, normally, Hometown Health with Kristen Lyerly is heard at 7:30 on Thursdays, but we have Senator Tammy Baldwin coming in at 7:30 tomorrow. So we've bumped up Hometown Health a little bit, and it will actually get going right here at the top of the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. So we hope that you will join us for that. The Up North News newsletter comes out every morning at about 5 a.m. or so, and among the stories that you'll find in there is a link to a story on our website at upnorthnewswi.com about President Biden's announcement that he's running for a second term, why you should expect to see him in Wisconsin a lot between now and November of 2024, and the kinds of things that he's going to be talking about, things that he hopes will make the difference. Because if there's one thing you've learned is never again take for granted what a swing state Wisconsin is. And, you know, talk about what you've been able to accomplish. So look for that in our newsletter. Christina Lori also has an article in there about one of the restaurants in Wisconsin where tipping is no longer allowed because they've thought it was just a good idea to actually pay their servers a living wage. There's a story about 20 members of the legislature who share the best restaurant dishes in their district. So look for that too. To sign up for the newsletter, go to upnorthnewswi.com and click on newsletter in the top banner. And just like that, you will be subscribed. Aaron Zommers is at the studio in Madison. Aaron, I'm going to do something a little out of character. I'm going to be nice to Aaron Rodgers for a minute or two.
Really? I'm shocked.
Well, it has to be done.
Does he deserve it, though?
He does deserve it. He deserves our accolades. We haven't forgotten what he's done for us before he went all Hollywood and anti-vax and everything else. But he put together a very nice farewell note to the fans, and so I'm going to read a little bit of that. He says, "I'm not sure that it's possible to fully express the gratitude that I have to the Packers, our incredible fans, the state of Wisconsin, the thousands of players I crossed paths with, the incredible men and women who work for the organization, and the amazing people who I got to meet along the way. I can't do that in one post with 10 pictures, but I hope you read this and feel my heart and soul filled with love, joy, and peace about my time in green and gold," followed by a green heart emoji and a yellow heart emoji. "I grew up in Green Bay," which is, you know, when you go, wait, he's from California. No, you all know when you're a young adult, you're still kind of a kid and you have some growing up to do. So he says, quite honestly, "I grew up in Green Bay, drafted at 21, fell in love with the game, met some lifelong friends, and take with me memories that will last a lifetime. I'm grateful to the late Ted Thompson for drafting me, for my head coaches, especially the 13 years with Mike McCarthy and the last four with Matt LaFleur. I've had some incredible men to work with in the quarterback room over the years." And then he goes on and lists all kinds of folks on the team, you know, on the field and behind the scenes, and then concludes with, "To the fans, thank you," in all capital letters. "You made every run out of the tunnel special, every home game magical, and it was my honor to be your QB. To my teammates, I love you all and am thankful for the moments on and off the field that brought us close. I played with legends. I played with friends. Thanks for believing in me and having my back always. This is not the end for us. I will see you again, Green Bay. You will always have my heart." Signed, number 12. And that's very nice.
That's very nice.
It is. Now, I am very lucky to have been married to the same person for, you know, 36 years now. But I can imagine that for folks who do get divorced and they just realize they can't stay together anymore, but that they still have feelings about, you know, the good times. They're still thankful for that person being in their life. It's kind of like that. We're frankly ready to part ways, and we wish them well. And again, thanks for the memories, Aaron. It is Aaron, right? Yeah. Aaron. Got it. Can't get that wrong. Weatherology forecast coming up in just a bit, and then some headlines. This is Up North News Right Field for a Wednesday.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 50. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows around 32 tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, highs around 62. Chance for scattered showers Friday and Saturday, with highs in the upper 50s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
DX.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora.
We will talk a bit about the passing of Harry Belafonte coming up. First sports at 7:15. Kerry Carpenter hit a three-run home run for the Tigers, and the Tigers pitchers were able to hold the Milwaukee Brewers in check. Detroit topped Milwaukee 4-3 on Tuesday night, a three-game losing streak now for the Brewers. Eric Lauer for the Brewers threw 85 pitches over three innings, very out of character compared to his four previous starts of the season. Milwaukee threatened in the bottom of the eighth with a leadoff double, but then the next three batters struck out, and it ended at 4-3. They played this afternoon, an early afternoon game. They then have Thursday off, and then the Anaheim Angels are in town for a three-game set starting on Friday. And again, the Bucks facing elimination against the Miami Heat in the first round of the playoffs. They're down 3-1. The game's in Milwaukee tonight at 8:30. It looks like NBA TV is where that's going to be. All right, it's time to turn to our weatherology forecast. Meteorologist Michael Cairo joins us to tell us about this continuing cooling trend, which, as we've said before, Michael, you know, could be worse. You know, we could still be facing, you know, Graupel. There, that's it. Could be worse with Graupel. We don't have that. We have sunshine, but very cool temperatures.
Yeah, cooler than average yet, temperature-wise, pretty much statewide here for today. But we are expecting a tranquil day thanks to a high-pressure system working on through the region. We're going to top off right around the middle range of the 50s across the southern half of Wisconsin for today. Areas like Madison over to near Milwaukee, closer to the lower range of the 50s up to near Wausau and Amory for today. But again, looking to stay dry statewide with a decent amount of sunshine, more of a mixture of clouds and sunshine than by this afternoon. Then as we head into the night tonight, as a weak warm frontal boundary begins to work in from the west, we do pick up a chance for some scattered light rain activity, mainly across the northern half of the state for tonight. Eau Claire over to near Wausau and points off to the north from there, that chance for some light rain. Not expecting much more than maybe a couple of tenths of an inch of rainfall. Overnight low temperatures for tonight, looking to drop back into the upper range of the 30s for Wausau. Some mid-30s, though, a possibility down to near Madison, with more in the way of clearing yet for tonight for the southern half of the state. And then into the day on Thursday, still the best chance for those scattered showers, mainly across northern Wisconsin, Amory over to near Baldwin, as well as Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. The chance for some widely scattered showers there, but even in those places, not expecting a complete washout. We are looking to stay dry across the southern half of the state, and with at least some partial sunshine, expecting some milder temperatures in the middle to upper 60s for La Crosse, Richland Center, and Madison for tomorrow. But with the clouds and threat for some scattered showers, I think we'll stay confined to the upper 50s and lower 60s across the north. Into the day on Friday, as some weak upper-level energy continues to work in from the northwest, still the best chance for any spotty shower activity, mainly across northwestern portions of Wisconsin. I think most of us in the south looking to sneak by on Friday with a dry day. High temperatures still managing to reach up into the middle to upper 60s for La Crosse over to near Madison. Milwaukee will stick closer to the middle range of the 50s with a bit of a lake breeze over there. And then into your weekend, unfortunately, a bit of a soggy go of it at that, as a low pressure system looks to develop across the Great Lakes. Decent shot at some scattered showers statewide on Saturday, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder. Thankfully, not expecting any severe weather. We are looking to cool once again back into the 50s for most of us on your Saturday. Rhinelander, I think, will stick closer to the upper 40s across far northern portions of the state. And Sunday, still looking pretty wet there with some scattered showers, maybe even some wet snowflakes across the far north into your Sunday.
All right. 60s are fine. You know, it's springtime. Rain, you expect it. It's springtime. So we're not there yet, but if we can get rid of these upper 20s for lows and those chances of snowflakes, I mean, We're getting there. Just not quite yet.
We got to get that growing season going here where we got to get rid of those 20s for those overnight lows. Then I think spring will be here in full swing. Yeah,
exactly. All right, Michael, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
We appreciate Michael Caver from Weatherology joining us today to give us a look at the forecast. So we kicked off the segment with a little tune from Harry Belafonte. He smashed through racial barriers in the 1950s. Looking at this obituary from the New York Times, it was a highly personal brand of folk music. And then he turned that into becoming a force in the civil rights movement. He passed away yesterday at his home in Manhattan. He was 96. He rose to prominence at a time when segregation was still widespread. And yet, because of his ability to transcend racial boundaries with his music, with calypso and basically jazz and light pop, he was able to introduce new kinds of music to a new kind of audience. He came on the scene just before the breakthrough of Elvis Presley. And so one of his albums was the first by a single artist to sell more than a million copies. He was a successful concert attraction that translated into an acting career with some short-lived movie stardom. But as the turbulence of the 60s continued, he felt a pull to be more active in the civil rights movement, working with his friend, Dr. Martin Luther King, and speaking out about racism. He was somebody well aware that is his role in the 1957 movie Island in the Sun, which contained the suggestion of a romance between his character and a white woman, that generated outrage in the South. The news story here says a bill was introduced in the South Carolina legislature that would have fined any theater showing the film. It says that in 1962, while in Atlanta, while doing a benefit concert for the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Harry Belafonte was twice refused service in the same restaurant. There were cases where shows threatened to drop their sponsorships if he was featured on there. So he was living, even as a prominent, famous figure, he was living the life of America in the 60s and saying it is not enough to simply sing or act, but to speak out, to walk the walk as well. Harry Belafonte was able to do that and has a very special place as, among the first major award winners as a Black individual in America, and has passed away at the age of 96. And we thought it only right to note his passing. We had Chad Holmes on from Bow Falls Radio yesterday. And again, we have so much that we can talk about. And there were a few things I didn't get to. And while they are among the many open tabs on my computer here in front of me, and my God, there are many open tabs on this computer in front of me, but there were a couple here I was going to ask him about, but I thought I would pass along as well. In both cases, I've chosen Channel 9 in Wausau, WAOW, so I want to give them credit for what I'm telling you about here. But up in central Wisconsin, there is a new alcohol-free group that is helping people not feel embarrassed, ashamed, or alone to try to have a social life without alcohol. The Facebook group is called Alcohol Free Marathon County. It started at the beginning of this month, has a little over 100 members already, and they just want to build themselves as a safe space for people to share non-alcoholic beverage recipes, alcohol-free events, and make friends with people who have a similar lifestyle. And so I thought that was a great endeavor that somebody put on. So again, if you're interested in that group and you're in central Wisconsin, you know now to go look on Facebook for it. Now, having said that, I'm going to turn to a different story. This one does involve alcohol, and it's about a local brewing company in that area that has won a national competition. Sawmill Brewing Company has taken home the national title in the March Brewsanity bracket competition, beating out a brewery in Tennessee, Common John Brewing, for the prize. And so they get an award ceremony, a national championship trophy, and a $1,000 donation to the charity of their choice. Head brewer Ben Osnes told Channel 9 that they are continuously blown away by the community's support. He said it still hasn't sunk in. The support is amazing. We feel this is everybody's title and are sharing it with everybody. They have not decided what charity they will donate to. But, you know, again, anytime you can win a national competition like that is a pretty neat deal. So our congrats for that. And for, again, more of those stories that we like to pass along on the positive side. Christina Laurie helped us do that yesterday with the uplift. But there's a bit of a follow-up I feel like I need to give about all of the glowing words that we shared about Quick Trip. It was the focus of a couple of stories in Christina's newsletter, again, on the positive side. Christina is well aware, as we all are, that there are certain brands, chains, what have you, that become ubiquitous, synonymous with Wisconsin. Up here in our neck of the woods, it would be Leinenkugel's. You could also put Culver's in that category, and you can certainly put Quick Trip in that category, Spotted Cow Beer, I mean, and many others. All of these companies have people that run them who also make political donations. And we took a little bit of heat yesterday, not a lot, but, you know, some people noticed, as I knew was going to happen, people saying, well, we know that the owners of Quick Trip, they support Republican causes. They give a lot to Republican candidates. Shame on you for being a progressive news outlet. You should not be featuring, you know, a business whose ownership, you know, gives to Republican causes. And I would say in the terms of the reaction to the Quick Trip story, don't get your Glazers in a twist. Okay. And Why? Where's my perspective coming from on this? It's coming as a former legislator who can tell you that the people who ran Quick Trip also donated rather heavily to me and to Jim Doyle and to several other Democrats when Democrats were in charge of the legislature and in charge of the governor's office. You see, there are plenty of donors out there who are, they're just red as can be. They are, we've talked about the Elines, Diane Hendricks, they're giving to nothing but right wing because it is very ideological for them. There are people on the left who do the same thing, but not nearly enough gets said that there are still plenty of donors out there who understand that there's legislation coming through. They want to curry favor with who's ever in power at the time. And that was us, you know, in the late 2000s, and it's Republicans now. And I'm not going to fault people for that. And we're certainly not as a progressive themed news outlet. When we do feature stories, we're not going to pretend that some of these businesses don't exist. I have talked to the owners of some of these other companies who either gave to me or to other Democrats once upon a time. They now give to Republicans. They will give to Democrats again, because again, they're looking at who's in office right now, who actually holds a vote on these things. It's not a great system. It's not a great system by any stretch of the imagination. When you you know, meet with somebody and then maybe a couple of weeks later you see their name listed on a donation form, you feel icky because you didn't ask them to, but they feel like that's the game. That's what they got to play. And so we will continue to report fearlessly on political matters. We will call out people there. You know, for example, there is a major home discount retail chain that I try almost never to go to because I'm aware of, you know, the ownership ideology there. But I'm also not going to tell you that it's not a very important chain in the lives of tens of thousands of people who work there and who shop there or drink somebody's beer or pump somebody's gas or have their frozen custard. We are going to do feature stories about the places that Wisconsinites like to visit, see, do, be a part of, and continue to do that. We appreciate the feedback, but we wanted to let you know that we were aware that we were going to hear from you, but we're going to continue to do certain feature stories like that anyway. Alex Joris comes up next in our next segment. You're up north.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned the Taliban's taken out the mastermind behind the suicide bombing at Kabul Airport 2 years ago that killed 13 U.S. service members. CBS's David Martin.
The Taliban were just in another gun battle with ISIS for control of territory, and they didn't realize, apparently, that they had killed this ISIS planner.
Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has turned down an invitation to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee after revelations about Justice Clarence Thomas ties to a billionaire Republican donor. CBS's Matt Piper.
Roberts said there have been only two prior instances of justices testifying before Congress.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee has signed a bill into law banning the sale of AR-15 assault-style rifles.
It is a victory over weapons of war to not expose our children for weapons of war in our streets and in our classrooms.
Washington is the ninth state to enact a ban. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area. Come check out Milwaukee Trivia History Night at Urban Tea Cafe downtown this Wednesday at 7 p.m. presented by the Milwaukee County Historical Society, where there will be prizes for the top three trivia winners. On Thursday, April 20th, drop in for free family-friendly art projects at the Wustum Museum presented by Racine Arts Museum Association. Kids ages 4 and up are welcome with their parents to create an unforgettable art project from 3:30 to 5 p.m. And finally, join the Sunset Playhouse in Elm Grove all weekend long and view the production of Young Frankenstein, evenings at 7 p.m. or view the matinee on Sunday, April 21st at 2 p.m. For tickets, call 262-782-4430. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynert, at info@civicmedia.us.
Maxing Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive.
Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Look, Wisconsin families work very hard. Welcome back to Up North News Radio on this Wednesday. It's 7:33. They work hard, and some would like to work even harder, but there are certain barriers that prevent them from being part of the labor force. And if you want to boil this down to carrots and sticks, carrots are going to work a lot better. But yesterday on the floor of the Wisconsin Assembly, there was a lot of talk about sticks and not nearly enough about the carrots that will really help the workforce in so many different ways. And so it's to that end that we're happy to welcome in State Assembly Representative Alex Storrs of Madison. Representative, good to have you here.
Thanks, Pat. Good to be here.
You're 4 months into your first term, and I guess I can say with a little bit of confidence, you're still waiting for that first real big bipartisan solution to pass. And I, as a veteran, I can tell you, you might have to wait a little bit longer, but I hope you're enjoying it so far anyway.
Yes, I am still, you know, waiting for some collaboration. Unfortunately, yesterday we were in session and that was not evident. All of these bills passing on a partisan basis, as you mentioned, they were very much punishing people instead of helping bolstering our workforce. So yeah, I'm still, you know, I'm waiting for some compromise and hopefully a path forward.
So as I'm listening to the debate yesterday, and I characterized it last hour as, you know, you had Republicans standing up talking about ineligibles and being stewards of tax dollars rather than, you know, people. You had Democrats talking about, you know, the people, the families who need something. Mm-hmm. There was one thing I didn't get to record a lot of the session, so I can only talk about it, not play it back. But I really want to lead with this, and then we'll get into your take on this whole overarching debate on how you help working families. And it came from Pat Snyder up in the Wausau area. He was a longtime radio talk show host and then ran for and has been in the legislature for a number of years now. And he begins a floor speech telling this story about talking to a kid when he was a radio host and saying to the kid, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he said, well, I want a job like my dad. And he says, well, what does your dad do? Well, he sits at home all day, but he gets a check. And again, trying to paint that picture of, you know, Ronald Reagan's welfare queen, you know, just a Wisconsin male version of it. And I thought, how dare you use that as a story when you know nothing about that kid's dad, whether he's, you know, got a disability, whether he was, you know, hurt on the job, whether he was laid off, what, you know, and instead you just share that story at face value. And to me, that really summed up a lot of the speeches I heard on the floor from one side of the aisle. Help me characterize what the speeches on your side of the aisle were more like.
Yes, I definitely remember hearing that speech yesterday and thinking the same thing and having the same reaction. I think that, you know, my majority colleagues were very focused yesterday on putting up additional barriers for folks just trying to enter the workforce. They were very focused on taking healthcare away from folks, taking BadgerCare away from folks, putting up one of the hallmarks of yesterday was a bill to punish people if they don't respond to an interview and investigate them with DWD. So that was very much not helpful in building up our workforce. Our caucus was very focused on uplifting the voices of real people, the folks that just need quality, accessible childcare. You know, over half of Wisconsin lives in a childcare desert. And even if they live near a childcare center, it may not be affordable to a working family. So we were very focused on making sure that we reiterated the need for investment in the childcare counts program to help keep our childcare centers afloat and invest in our kids. We were very focused on making sure that there's public transit opportunities so folks can get to those interviews that they might want to attend and get a job for. We were very focused on creating for affordable housing opportunities and reminding our Republican colleagues that, you know, like you said at the beginning of this segment, if we keep focusing on punishing and punishing and punishing instead of, you know, giving folks the best opportunities to succeed, you know, we're going to be in a difficult position.
I could only think of Tim Michels' comment in the gubernatorial debate where he basically said, hey, Wisconsin, you're a bunch of lazy somethings or another. And that calling people in Wisconsin lazy when they're facing challenges, as we saw, isn't the right way to get yourself elected governor. But it's a talking point that continues on. And so I really wanted to make note of the Assembly Democratic Caucus press conference yesterday. There's always one held just before the session. if you're listening on the radio, you're saying, well, I didn't know about that. Yeah, you're right. You didn't, because part of the reason we exist at Up North News and Civic Media is that there are fewer newsrooms all the time that cover state politics, the very important work done by the legislature and those in the Capitol. And instead of just, you know, you and leader Greta Neubauer and Jody Emerson and everybody, instead of y'all just yodeling to the press that was there, you brought in real people. And we played some sound from them earlier, who run daycare centers, who are in the restaurant business, who again said, why are you guys spending time talking about punishing the poor? Why are you spending time over on the Senate side talking about a flat tax when these are the things we need? These are defined goals. And I hasten to add, Representative, you know, we dealt with, way back in my day, a economy that was cratering in the 2008 crash. You're sitting over there with Republicans sitting on a $7 billion surplus. The things you're asking for are not unaffordable things.
Right. And I think that we have a real opportunity with the governor's budget proposal to really invest in families. Like you had mentioned, we had real people at our press availability at the beginning of session talking about the crisis in childcare in this state and making sure that, you know, parents can actually go to a job and their kids are cared for. I think that the governor has put forward, because of this surplus that we do have, we can kind of think about the best ways to support our families here in Wisconsin, a paid family and medical leave program that I think would make a huge difference for Wisconsin and this state and really give folks the opportunity to, look at a job with that kind of benefit. So, you know, we do have a great opportunity here in Wisconsin to invest in ideas like that.
Let's take just the paid family leave portion of it and tell us a bit more about the details, the things the governor's proposing, the things that you're speaking out in favor of, the things you're hearing from your constituents. What is it that can be done at a state level in terms of paid family leaves to make it easier for people to not just have to quit their job in case, you know, some kind of a crisis comes up?
Of course, I think that I'll start out with my experience. In just a couple years ago, my father became very ill and I had to take time off of work. This is before I was a legislator. I had to take time off of work to be with him. And then soon after that, my child was born 10 weeks early. So my wife and I had to spend a lot of time in the NICU being with him, making sure he was healthy. And then after that, we had to figure out how to take care of a child for the first time on our own as first time parents. So that required some time off from work. And, you know, for me, between my wife and I, we were sort of able to figure that out. But I think that Wisconsin and really the rest of the nation really needs to get behind paid family and medical leave so that people can take the time to, you know, take care of their family members if an illness comes up or they have a new child or they go on, there's a military deferment, something like that. Really making sure that families have the policy to support them. I mean, 77% of Wisconsinites don't have access to any kind of paid leave policy. And, you know, even the unpaid leave policy that is currently in effect with FMLA, you know, 62% of that of Wisconsinites really don't have access to even be able to use that because they do have to make sure that their finances are taken care of. So Wisconsin does have a real opportunity with the governor's proposal on paid family leave. And I would just really hope that we take advantage of it.
Yeah, because again, if you're going to experiment with something like this, the time to do that is when you have a surplus and can, in fact, you know, make those investments in some kind of a pilot program or something on a more permanent basis. And not think of it as, you know, some kind of, I don't know, welfare or some kind of a gift. It's something that's essential for the economy. The governor's proposal is seeded by $243 million in one-time state funds. Then there's a payroll contribution that's split between the employers and the employees to get up to 12 weeks of medical leave starting in 2025. Somewhat similar to the state's unemployment insurance fund, which again was pioneered in Wisconsin. It works here. You're not asking for the moon. You're asking for things that are doable and affordable.
That's right. And I'll say this, I think that a lot of businesses are really looking for an option for a program like this, because I think paid leave really does attract employees to come here to Wisconsin. And if we have a policy where we can compete with other states that already have this, I think that will benefit our business community as well.
Yeah, I mean, there continues to be a net outflow from Wisconsin of young adults, the people that we need to put down roots here, agree that they're going to raise their families here. And I know it sounds like a bit of a gimme question, but gosh, I have to ask for the record. When you're talking to constituents and when you're talking to small business owners and when you're talking about healthcare, childcare, family leave, housing, transportation, education, how often is one of their first priorities the highest income tax bracket in the state? How often does that come up?
It doesn't come up
at all. Okay, good. So we've established it's not that. And yet over in a Senate committee, you know, yesterday when we played the clip from Kelda Royce, you know, just incredulous, you know, that is the main priority of Senate Republicans over there. So somehow that flat tax is supposed to trickle down. And then meanwhile, you're supposed to punish the people at the very bottom who come in. I think one of your colleagues, I'm sure more than one of your colleagues, made the point that when it comes to state government being able to handle programs like this and saying that it's broken, your colleagues were quick to note how often Republican tight budgets have made the problem worse and made these state departments less responsive. Again, at a time in a surplus, maybe this is how you address that.
Right. And I'll underscore this. We definitely need to make sure that we're funding our state the way that it should be so that folks are able to get the resources that they need so that they're able to interact with state agencies in an efficient way. That's something that the governor's budget does. And I really hope my colleagues take advantage of that opportunity.
So that will continue to be debated as part of the state budget. It's still in the Joint Finance Committee. We will continue to follow that. But Representative Jors, first time that we've had you on the program here, so I should have been much more conversational at the beginning. I get into the policy stuff. Forgive my inner nerd. Tell us a bit more about, you know, what led you to run for this. Is your first term. What's your background and what led you to run for legislature?
Of course. Well, like I said before, I think that I was really wanting to make sure that Wisconsin has the best future for my kid and other kids in our state, and that, you know, when they are graduating high school or college, they're not looking at other states to go and move to, but rather they want to stay in Wisconsin and invest in Wisconsin. So that's something that I was really passionate about. My community really invested in me, and that's why I wanted to stay here and be here in this community. And so I'm really hoping to make sure that we're passing policies in this state that are going to support our younger generation and making sure that they have the best future. So that's why I'm here, and I'll keep working at it.
All right. And we appreciate it very much. State Representative Alex Jors from the Madison area. It was Madison, Middleton. Where else are you covering?
Wanakee.
Can't forget Wanakee. All right. Alex, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Look forward to visiting again soon.
Of course. Thanks, Pat.
All right. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, Todd Alba of the conveniently named Todd Alba Show will join us to tell us what's coming up on his fine program on many of these civic media stations. If you don't get the Todd Alba Show, you can rectify that by going to civicmedia.us, looking for shows, click on Todd Alba, or click on Up North News Radio and subscribe to us as a podcast. We're here for you. We'll follow you. We'll follow you wherever you want us to go. We'll be back in just a bit. This is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday.
You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jake? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot, I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 50. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Low is around 32. Highs level off around 62. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Upper 50s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Cooler Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun.
Oh, we'd wrap up with a little Harry Belafonte as well. Tomorrow on the program, Senator Tammy Baldwin helping make Wisconsin one of the major tech regional hubs as part of a national plan to ramp up semiconductor manufacturing. Nothing but good things for the economy. It's nice to see things and see people working in favor of things that help the economy rather than trying to punish others. Todd Alba joins us here. Todd, if it's my 100th morning show, it ought to be awfully darn close to your 100th mid-morning show.
Good morning. Good morning, Pat. Congratulations, number one. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say congratulations. I actually should have hit it some time ago, but between sick days and vacation days, I was dogging it for a while there, but I managed to crawl over the finish line to get to 100.
Well, good. Congratulations. There you are. 100 is going strong, only improving every day, getting better and better. So people need to tune in. That's why we like to have you on our show as well. And it's a great program. I listened a lot this morning. Great show.
I say that as if 100 gets me tenure or something, or, you know, a pension. I don't get any of those things. This is totally self-aggrandizing or just a sigh of relief, you know, that we managed to get there. Hey, it was more than a little fun to be at the Brewers game with you last Friday and Aaron and Luke Mathers and Terry Bell. Look, those tickets are supposed to be for the listeners, but I'm thinking that might not be the last time we try to hijack those.
I have my Brewers hat on, my brand new Brewers mug I got when we were down there last Friday, and also my Michael Ellis sunglasses this morning.
Michael Ellis sunglasses. As background, again, Todd worked for Republican legislators in the Capitol. I was a Democratic legislator, and while we finally got some in-person social time yesterday on the drive out to American Family Field, not yesterday, Friday, we got to telling Capitol stories, as one does. Here's the thing. Yesterday was great for storytelling, except for poor Aaron, who had to hear the stories. He was listening to us tell stories about the late former Senator Mike Ellis from Nina, and then some of the other legislators we worked with. And then because Terry Bell and I worked at the same TV station in Eau Claire, he had to hear some of our TV stories that we've told over and over again. The fact that Aaron is still sitting here after 100 shows and all those dumb stories last Friday is testimony to Aaron's patience.
By dumb, I think you mean thoroughly entertaining.
Well, I'm glad. We try. The late, great Senator Ellis, former majority leader, a couple of different times for the Republicans. He always wore sunglasses, and people thought it was just all about the image. He actually had an eye condition. That's why he wore them inside all the time. But it gave the persona of the, and he made fun of his own goofy toupee that made him look like one of the Three Stooges. He was quite the character.
He really was. And the other nice thing is you confirmed for me the story that Mike Ellis told me that I've never told on the radio, because I just wanted to make sure that Senator Ellis wasn't pulling my leg when he told the story. Should we?
Sure, go ahead. It's a great story, and I can confirm it is true.
Okay, so let's go back to, you know, the middle of my term in the state Senate, behind each of the Senate and Assembly chambers. Each has a parlor, a very nice room, you know, with the marble and the granite and the hardwood and everything. And it's nice. It's a nice little perk of the job.
Mahogany back in the Senate parlor. It's my favorite room of the Capitol.
Yes. And so during a session, when there was debate going on about this bill or that bill, a few senators would wander back there, you know, get a drink of water, sit on the couch for a bit. And Mike Ellis is sitting there. And it's funny, you're doing your Mike Ellis impression. I was doing mine. Mine was closer to Gilbert Gottfried, and I forget who yours was.
You compared it to Jack Benny, I think.
You had like a Jack Benny. Either way, it's like, did I ever tell you the story of how the stadium got built? And I said, oh, no. And he wanted to tell the story. And for folks, some folks will remember this as a very fuzzy memory, but Governor Tommy Thompson at the time basically kept the legislature in session all night because he was one vote short of the plan that was needed for state funding to build what would become Miller Park, later American Family Field. So he spent all night twisting arms. And Mike Ellis was the Republican leader of the Senate, the majority leader of the Senate. So he just sat in his chair in the chamber and waited as one by one members were plucked off to talk to Tommy Thompson. And at some point, I forget if it was like 5 or 6 in the morning, they'd been up all night. And again, to hear, Mike tell me this story, he says somebody came up to him from behind him, tapped him on the shoulder and said, they got the votes. George is going to flip. And so Mike Ellis stands up and he waves his finger at the Senate president and says, let's gavel this thing to order. Let's hold the vote, because he was sure that, you know, that Gary George, Democrat of Milwaukee, had changed his mind and was going to vote for the stadium. And he was shocked to hear the call of the roll. It wasn't Gary George who had flipped. It was George Petak, the Republican, a fellow Republican of his, who changed his vote and who was forever vilified, you know, in parts of that area, but also got us that beautiful ballpark. And so to hear Mike tell this story behind in the Senate parlor of that all night session and that not insignificant bit of Wisconsin history was very cool. So it was fun to hear your version of it as well as we were talking on the way to the brewery game.
And the kind of the backside of the story though, the second chapter is that's really what began that a myriad of recalls in Wisconsin, because George Petak, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, ended up being the first legislator in Wisconsin from the state Senate to be recalled over his vote for the Brewer Stadium. I actually won tickets to the opening night at then Miller Park on Steve the Homer True show on a story about Bo Ryan. That's a story for another day. And I was there on opening night at Miller Park, and the announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, please join together and welcome State Senator George Petak, and the entire 44,000 got up and gave him a standing ovation. I mean, that man, if you wanted to have a statue at AmFam Field, it should be for George Petak. Honest to God, he gave up his career to make that stadium happen.
I've said the same thing. I've said the same thing repeatedly. If anybody deserves a statue outside that field, and, you know, of course it'll never happen because the too many rabid folks would, you know, cause damage or what have you, but nobody deserves it more for saving, you know, major league sports in Wisconsin.
And I'm not sure if you knew him or not, but he was a tremendously nice person. He was not a bitter partisan, and just our floor at the time was way up on the fourth floor. You remember those, you could kind of walk out onto the roof of the Capitol. And one day I was out there, I was looking over the ledge, and Senator Petak yells from his office window, Todd, don't do it. Life goes on. I said, don't worry, Senator, I'm not going to jump.
No, there, great guy. There are certainly Petak days where we all wondered, you yes, know, but right. it comes with the territory. So it was great to do that story. It was, it was good to have everybody there. It was also really nice that, that Luke Mathers didn't get arrested. He's a very boisterous fan.
I love that about him. He's passionate, right? He's passionate.
Oh, I know. Because the rest of us, we would have just sat there, like, you know, and talked and talked. And Luke was out there. He's cheering it on like nobody else could.
The 11-year-old girl in front of him in a cheesehead hat was in tears. But other than that, it was fine. The whole thing was fine.
Well, yeah, when you have to listen to five knuckleheads like us behind you, I suppose I'd cry too. All right, Todd, I'm looking forward to being on the first few minutes of your show coming up in Richland Center, Wausau and Amory, along the Civic Media Radio Network. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Pat.
All right. And then for the rest of you, Stephanie Miller is coming up next in Madison. Earl Ingram is coming up in Waukesha, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. You can follow me all day long on social media. Just go to Facebook and look for Pat Kreitlow Up North. Hometown Health tomorrow, along with Senator Tammy Baldwin. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.